This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Through education, motivation, and implementation, we will bridge the gap between knowing and doing so we can master fat loss naturally and help you reach your highest potential. Let's get started. Hey guys, it's Elizabeth Benton here, and welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I sure hope this isn't your first episode. If it is, you might want to pick a different one because I am sitting on my couch without my mic, just talking into my phone. You guys were on my mind, and so I wasn't planning on recording an episode, and you'll notice that this doesn't even have an episode number. Because I wanted to share with you my thoughts that just sort of popped into my head this evening as I was driving home from yoga. I am very close to the end of my 45-day yoga challenge. I've done a few episodes on that. And I was thinking about the biggest things I've gained from this experience. And I didn't start doing yoga for physical benefits, although there certainly are, and I noticed very, very quickly that my back was stronger, that my core was stronger, and I noticed that when I would go to the gym to lift weights, I was having better form, I was moving in a more fluid manner, because primarily my posture was better, and my hips were more aligned, and my core was more stable during my workout. So there were absolute physical benefits without question. I think my posture is better, and again, we're talking about over just over a month. And that's not why I started it though. I started it because I had these thyroid issues and some inflammatory issues. And I said, you know what? I need to slow down. So I was looking for the mental benefits of slowing down, being present. I tend to be a pretty intense person and I wanted something that was going to force me to slow down. And I picked yoga for that. And as I come to the end of this 45-day challenge, and I'm sure I'll do a full episode on sort of the whole thing in general and physically what it did for me and mentally and emotionally what it did for me, if I think it helped my thyroid or my overall inflammatory issues. But one of the things I was thinking about today is how much it helped me with all or nothing thinking. And I know, especially through my work with my clients in Fat Loss Fast Track, that we have this tendency from all this history with dieting to think about life in terms of all or nothing. I'm on or I'm off. I'm eating well or I'm eating terribly. And if I'm not eating really well, I might as well eat terribly because what's the point, right? It's either perfection or total avoidance. And I know I lived that way for most of my life. And I've been fortunate to move away from those extremes a little bit. But I saw it manifest in a very different way related to yoga. Because there were a lot of days, close to most days, that I didn't feel like going. Not because I don't like it, but because it's a big time commitment. The classes are 90 minutes and you have to get there early and you got to get dressed and drive there and come shower when you get home because it's hot in there. So there were a lot of days I didn't want to go. But what I realized on my drive home tonight, it's not go or don't go, right? So many times I would think in the past, oh, well, I don't want to go, so I'll go tomorrow or I'll make an extra one up over the weekend. But instead of being, I'm either all in or I'm out, I don't feel like giving 100% in class today, so why go? Sometimes I would say, just show up, Elizabeth, just show up. And even if you spend half the postures laying on your back, you're there. And I think that's a discipline in training your brain to not be so all or nothing. If you planned for a workout today and you don't feel like doing it, well, what are you willing to do? Instead of thinking, I'm either in on the workout or I'm not 100%, so I'm not going, what are you willing to do? Would you be willing to do half of what you plan to do? Would you be willing to do something different? Sometimes I'll write my workout out and then I'll look at it that day and go, oh, that sounds awful. So I'll say, okay, well, Elizabeth, what will you do? What does sound fun? And sometimes I'll be like, you know what? I'm going to take my jump rope out into the driveway and set a timer and just go to town. You guys can tell this isn't a normal podcast because I'm pacing around my living room while I do this, choking on my own tongue. But with yoga, it wasn't just, I don't go if I don't feel like going. How about I go and I dial it back a little bit, right? How about I go and, you know what? If those two postures that are really challenging for me, if I don't feel up for it in the moment, I don't have to do them. It's not all in or all out, right? But the flip side of that is you get out of it what you put into it. So one side of the coin is it's not you're eating well or you're not eating well. Okay, so you planned these perfectly clean meals and they're not all appealing to you. Well, what does appeal to you that maybe is in between total avoidance, total abandon, I didn't have the salad, so we might as well get pizza. Where's the middle of the road, right? That's something to consider. But the other side of it is that you put into what you get out of it is what you put into it, right? So if I showed up at yoga every day, kind of just bringing half effort, just going through the motions and not pushing myself, well, I wouldn't get as much out of it as if I go in there really feeling like I'm going to bring my best. I don't get better by just showing up and laying on the mat or giving half effort in the poses. I get benefits when I go into it fully. Now, there are mental benefits and self-discipline benefits to going to class and spending half the class laying on my back on the mat, right? That is, hey, I showed up. I didn't want to, but I did it anyway. That is a very real mental benefit. But the physical benefits, the growth, making it easier and improving and having it become more fun, that is what you put into it, right? And the same is true with our food choices. If we do what's easy and make good choices in the morning, but we kind of blow it at night, well, it's not going to get easier and we're not going to get better because we're not bringing our best effort. You see the growth, you see the improvement when you bring your best effort. So the two things that I really want you to think about in this non-episode episode, the two things I want you to think about is when you don't feel like doing something, instead of going for the opposite extreme, what is a middle of the road compromise strategy? You don't want to work out? Well, what will you do? You don't want to have the chicken and broccoli planned for dinner? Well, what is a middle of the road option? And then the other thing I want you to think about is, okay, if you want things to get easier, if you want to get better, if you want to see progress, are you bringing your best effort? Are you going all in? Are you working on improvements? Those are the things I want you thinking about. So, little in-between-isode, as Tim Ferriss would call it, not even giving this one a number because it would mess up all the ones queued up behind it, but wanted to pop in, say hi, say that I really care about you and care about your journey. And when I was driving home from yoga tonight, I was thinking about you, wanted to share these thoughts. I hope you'll take them to heart. Remember, it's not all or nothing. If you don't want to do the work, okay, well, what is a compromise solution? Work to avoid these extremes of I'm either all in, go hard, no excuses, or I'm off the rails, who cares, I'll start tomorrow. Work to move towards the middle. Right? Work to move towards the middle in your choices and in your mindset. And then when you're looking to get better, when you want something to become easier, how much am I putting into it? Love you guys so much. I'm grateful for every single one of you. Hope you have a great day.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.